Hitler comes to power legally on January the 30th, 1933. Within a few months, his dictatorship is firmly in place. He becomes Die Führer, the leader. His supporters rise and chant, Heil Hitler. However, not all Germans are totally convinced, so again and again, Hitler hammers home his simplistic nationalist slogans. And he eventually wins more and more people over, for he has a remarkable power of persuasion over the masses. But what does Hitler want? In his book Mein Kampf, My Struggle, he clearly states what he calls his missions. Being one of the embittered veterans of the First World War, his first mission will be to destroy France, to wipe out the humiliation of the Versailles Treaty of 1919 that stripped Germany of its army and part of its territory. Then he wants to conquer what he calls Lebensraum, living space. Germany has a population of 80 million, twice that of France. He wants to make Germany the world power that it deserves to be. A pathological anti-Semite, Hitler has also taken on the mission of asserting the superiority of the Germanic Aryan race, menaced by the Jews. For him, the Jews were the cause of the Great War, Germany's defeat, inflation, unemployment. The next war will be a war on the Jews.